Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. Pat. In case you were wondering who this is talking to you right now, thank you guys for tuning us in and turning us on and for doing it for all of these years. We want to thank all of our networks, everybody that's participated in getting the message out there to reach so many people worldwide. We're really thrilled, we're honored, and we are jazzed to do tonight's show. I have to give an on-air apology to my guest. I rarely have to do this because, you know, I'm pretty, you know, Johnny on the spot, so to speak, which means that I'm usually showing up when I need to show up. So what can I say? Well, let me say this in the only way I know how. My guest was scheduled to be on the show several times, and I had to cancel every time. It's been a very interesting journey. Very interesting journey these past couple of months. Family emergencies, different health crisis, and it always seemed to happen on the day that I was scheduled to do my show with my guest. Perhaps I should have read her book early on. Perhaps I should have paid more attention to what her message was. Or perhaps that's just the way things are. Wisdom for real world success. The power of laughter meditation with Pragita Dove. Joining me here today, her book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. Well, what is the number one thing that seems to be on people's minds? No, it's not sex. For those of you out there that maybe thought that that's what I was going to say. Well, maybe for some of you, it is. But there are so many things right now that people are focused on that has to do with the economy, that has to do with jobs, that has to do with employment, that has to do with the future. I mean, commercials on television right now, you know, show the old age-old dream of buying a home and talking to a 5 or 6 year old and looking at him and saying, you know what, this dream may not be yours. So the question is, what are the stories? What do we really call into our lives? You know, what is this idea of stress and tension? Why are some people successful and others, it's just another word in the dictionary? Well, my very special guest, Pragita Dove, author, meditation master, trainer. How do we go from pain and fear to joy and inner peace? And you know what I love about this? I don't think I was meant to have this conversation with her early on. I think that this is the perfect time to have this conversation. But I do apologize to her in front of all of you for having to cancel. And this show here, I am so looking forward to introduce all of you to this amazing trainer, facilitator, someone that has been teaching people worldwide how to live life in the slide and glide lane. Pragita, welcome to the show. It is so great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Pat. I am thrilled to be here. And first of all, I want to say you are forgiven. And, you know, I always trust delays. I've learned over the years that there's a perfect timing for everything. And it just wasn't meant to be on those two other dates. And this is the perfect day. This is the perfect time for us to have this discussion.
It is. It is. And what I, one of the things I wanted to say to you about this discussion is, and I alluded to it a bit, about the level of fear we have going on right now in our society. Fear, lack, whatever it is we want to call it, you know, there seems to be not just a fear of the gloom and doom of things like when I was growing up. You know, when I was growing up, there was fear and fear of some catastrophic kinds of things. What people share with me now is there is this veneer of fear that has permeated every aspect of their lives. And I would love for you to address that. Is that true, do you think? Or is that an illusion? Is it perception, or is it all of the above?
Well, I think that there is a tremendous amount of stress and tension, fear in people at this present time. Stress is a new word. I don't think we had the word stress like maybe 30 years ago anyway. And we have to look at the underlying causes. And also, you know, this word lack. There's a lot of expectation, I think, in North America that we can have a lot of things. And that's, you know, because we are sort of programmed by TV and advertising that we can have all these cars and houses and boats and all these things. But the truth of the matter is that, well, we don't need all these things. And second of all, there are different levels of success. And unfortunately, I think our culture has defined success monetarily by how many things you own and the bigger house you have and the bigger car you have. And I think there's a silver lining to this cloud, and that is that we can start to look more deeply within ourselves and define success for ourselves. Like, what does success mean to you? Because it means something different to every person. And I take my students through this exercise, and I ask them, please define success for you. And each one of them comes up with something different. It's very, very interesting. And so when we can start to become more self-aware, that means, you know, putting our attention, energy, and focus on ourselves and our own passion, our own authenticity, our own self-love and self-respect. We can start to uncover who we are as an individual, what makes us tick, what are our dreams. And the truth is, everybody's different. We can't all be defined by some outside standard. And I think that, you know, when people change the focus from the outside to within themselves, what they're going to find is how to make themselves happy.
Because we all
have the power to create happiness for ourselves. And again, happiness is different for everybody.
You know, I love this conversation. I've been so, you know, thrilled to be able to talk with you. And, you know, especially around a couple of things that you really mentioned in the book. For those of you that are just tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show, my very special guest, Birgitto Duff, joining me here today, Laughter, Tears, Silence, the name of the book, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. You know, laughter. I have to tell you, I had a show earlier today. Wednesdays and Thursdays, I actually do 3 shows a day, each day. And I had a show today where my guest had the wrong time. Now, anybody that does as many hours of radio as I do, right, knows that things like this are going to happen. And there becomes this moment that shows up where you could either go on one side and get completely hysterical, right, about the situation, or you can try something else. And, you know, I wonder for me, and maybe you can help with this and really talk to this issue, which really talks about your radical approach to meditation, is there's some times that I can really do it well. For example, my producer would be absolutely having a cow. But the fact that my guest is 20 minutes late on the bus or trying to get somewhere to get up into the studio, I spent 20 minutes talking about what it means to pull a totem card from the deck, and you pull the bat totem, but you pull the bat totem upside down. So if you pull the bat totem upside down, which is really right side up for the bat because they hang upside down, how do you interpret? I talked 20 minutes about this. Now, I don't know if I bored. It was boring to half of the people. But then let's talk about other things in life. So for me, I think what you're saying is we're not all the same.
Yes.
Where a situation like that, it didn't matter to me. I knew how to fill it in. But there are other things in life that scare me to death. Perhaps being homeless at 17 might have something to do with it. So I'd love for you to share your perspective, your radical approach, and how it can be used to address a multitude of things.
Well, just to address that situation you were in with your show, what you had to resort to was your creativity.
Mm.
You had to come up with a creative solution on the spot. And our creativity is something that is a greatest gift that we all have inside of us. Because it's creativity that gets us out of jams like you were in. And creativity makes money. When we have a creative idea, and we could take Steve Jobs or Bill Gates as two big examples of that and bring it into physical manifestation, you can make an awful lot of money. And even in a very small way, you kind of saved your show by chatting on about something that you came up with spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Right.
Now, the technique that I'm going to use as an example of the expressive techniques I teach is the laughter meditation, because it's my favorite go-to meditation. For obvious reasons, it's also the most popular meditation I teach. And one of the things that laughter meditation unleashes in us is our creativity. And when you have your creativity, you have a very powerful tool to manage any situation that you might find yourself in. Because we all have within us resources that we don't even know we have. But given the situation, suddenly these ideas pop in our head, or I'll say this, or I'll talk about that, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. And suddenly we have, from some unknown place within ourselves, the solution appears. That's our creativity. It can't be forced. You can't go to school and learn creativity as such. It comes up from our subconscious. It comes up from our inner self. And so this is one of the many rewards that you get from the laughter meditation in particular. That's the one I recommend the most for creativity. And that is a very practical reward that you get for life, for your business, for your work, and for all of your relationships, because I think relationships is the highest form of creativity. We've all got possibly difficult in-laws or difficult teenagers or difficult co-workers in our lives, and when you have access to your creativity, it really helps you come up with great solutions. And creativity brings us joy. So I'm sure, Pat, that you felt great joy that you were able to chat away about, was it pole vaulting you said?
I talked about what it means, the bat totem. You know, like bats that live in caves? They're
uh-huh.
animal totems, right? So I pulled the bat today, but the card came out upside down. And so I ask a very interesting question. You know, bats hang upside down. So if you pull the bat totem and you pull the card in its reverse, then does it mean you pull the bat right side up? And does it have to? I went on for 20 minutes about the bat.
Right, but that's your creativity. You know, you spontaneously came up with that. And that's the quality that we all need in all kinds of situations. So this is one of the benefits of these expressive meditation techniques, because it fosters and helps unleash our creativity, amongst a lot of other benefits that mm-hmm. we get. Another thing that happens is, you were talking a little earlier about fear. Now, it really is not possible to be laughing and afraid at the same time. Or you can't be laughing and worried at the same time, or worried and anxious at the same time. Not possible. So the more that you can create a deliberate practice of laughter in your life, it helps erase fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, you also mentioned lack. Lack is just a feeling. It's actually not a reality in this abundant world we live in here in North America. Laughter also makes us feel, it gives us a great sense of well-being, of generosity, of abundance, like all is well. Yes?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it really does. And, you know, it's so funny we're talking about this, because the entire interview that I did, you know, once Melanie showed up today, it was hysterical. You know, it was hysterical. I mean, it was comical in a way that we joked about a few things. You know, and so it's almost as if nobody knew, or the energy or the vibration, or certainly I didn't focus on the fact that she was 20 minutes late. People probably didn't even notice it. You know,
right.
So there's something very rich about laughter and and humor. And,
yeah.
And you know, you teach people how to bring that meditation in your life, even if you are in, quote, the middle of a crisis. And I think that is so absolutely fine. It is just beautiful, because we do struggle, don't you think? I mean, the word struggle,
yeah,
and stuck is one of the most listed words on Google, for a very good reason. We feel like we're stuck in so many places.
Yes, and the energy of laughter helps you get, you know, gets you kick-started again, back with the energy flowing.
Mm.
And gets you sort of back in the flow of life and back in the flow of positivity. And I love that you said, you know, when your guest arrived, you didn't focus about anything about her being late. You just focused on the positive, and you had a great interview. And that's something else that laughter helps us do. It helps us focus on the positive. Suddenly it fills us with hope, with all kinds of possibilities seem to open up, and literally we do open up. The heart opens up, all of us opens up, and we start activating the positive law of attraction. Because the law of attraction, what it does is it matches. It doesn't care who you are, how much money you have or don't have, or what you want or what you don't want. All of the law of attraction does is match. It's like a one-trick pony. So that makes our job very easy. So if you think about, you know, positivity on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most positive, the more that you can make this deliberate practice of bringing laughter in your life, you're keeping yourself up there at a 9 or a 10 on the positive scale of the law of attraction, which means you are going to attract good energy back to you. And that can come in all kinds of creative ways, and love, and job offers, and new clients, and all of that. So it's our responsibility to keep ourselves on that positive vibration. It's not up to the universe, it's up to us, and you will be matched. And so this is a very powerful tool when you understand it, because the most important thing about the law of attraction is our feeling state. Yes, the thoughts in our head are important. We want to keep those positive. But we also want to have a feeling state, because we are transmitting a vibration all the time, to every minute, every 24/7, we're all transmitting vibrations.
Right.
Now, we want those vibrations to be positive, because that means that will attract back positive things.
You know, one of the things I want to ask you about along these lines is the following. I was reading your book, and in your book, you have a section that talks about how to drop fear. And mm-hmm. you say fear is the absence of love. And I loved what you have written about this, by the way. Actually, I love the book. You said fear is the absence of love. And the problem with something that is absent is that you cannot do anything with it directly. Interesting. And so you go on to talk about this, about fear is like the darkness. Can you talk about or give an example for our listeners of how we switch that fear energy from fear to love? Because many people, such as I've learned, is, you know, it sounds so easy, and yet we struggle with this.
Yes. So the first thing is the awareness, to be aware that you are afraid right now. And just say to yourself, right now I feel afraid, or mm-hmm. I feel fear, or worry, anxiety, whatever your word is. Then, what can help you? Two things help with fear, actually. One is love and one is laughter. So, if we talk about love first, tell a friend, talk to a friend, get a hug, because if you can get a physical hug, that really helps a lot. Talk it through with somebody. Have people in your life who are very supportive of you, who love you. And sometimes you don't need to have a lot of people, just one or two people is good.
Right.
And then the other thing you can do is with the laughter, is if you start making this practice, this deliberate practice of bringing more laughter into your life, watching comedy shows on TV. For example, I have a laughing baby from a YouTube video on my desktop, which I've
yes.
seen a million times and always makes me laugh. Different things make us laugh. Whatever makes you laugh, have it there ready and try it. But also what I say is don't wait until you are afraid. Do this anyway every day in your life when you are not afraid, so that you create a habit out of having more laughter in your life and having more love in your life, so that when you do get gripped with fear,
mm-hmm.
you have got a resource within you and an awareness within you. Oh, I know what to do. I'll watch this funny movie, or
right.
I'll call my friend, or
right.
whatever are the things that you've found that work for you. And you make a practice out of it. You make a meditation out of it. And do it consistently and do it often. And what happens over time is the fear will disappear. Because fear cannot be there in the face of laughter. It just disappears. It's like darkness can't be there when you turn the light on. Fear cannot be there in the face of love.
Mm.
When you are filled with love, there is no fear.
You know, this is so powerful. This is really powerful in a lot of ways, because I want to just, you know, recap and something you said, and then, you know, we'll go to a break. You know, the way that you've laid this out, for those of you out there that has been wondering why that you have read every book possible on the law of attraction, you have spent tens of $20,000 on mastermind groups and coaches, and you still have not been able to figure out your pathway to success. This is an important show. You know, Brigido, the reason I say that is that you pointed out a sort of pathway, a roadmap, so to speak. And what you pointed out was this idea that you know, the law of attraction is a one-trick pony, I think you called it. Is that correct?
Yes.
I love that. I never thought of it like that. See, I think we think of the law of attraction as this, oh my God, this multidimensional, oh, I don't even know how to describe it. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is like, it's like the law of attraction came from a spaceship or something.
Yeah.
That some alien dropped on the planet. Right? I mean, that's the way we look at the law of attraction. But way you described it is, it's a one-trick pony. If we put out fear, then we're going to get fear back. If we get fear back, we're not going to get the creative juices we need to allow for the solutions that we're asking for to begin with when we call in the law of attraction.
Right. Right. And it, you know, it's not really so much about calling in the law of attraction as becoming, be the law of attraction.
Yeah, but we do try to call it in. We do try to call it in because, you see, we can't even see ourselves as being the law of attraction. I'm telling you, you've seen the news. You saw the movie The Secret. You've seen the millions of people. And the law of attraction isn't the way you're describing it. This is why I love this conversation with you. I mean, be the law of attraction is what you're saying. But you know that there is so much information out there that people have now, not about being the law of attraction, but about getting the law of attraction. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
It starts with us. It's not something out there. It starts within us to be in a positive feeling state. And laughter is one of the easiest ways. Well, it's the easiest way that I know to get yourself into a positive feeling state and keep yourself there. And then it works automatically. It's just automatic. And it's the easiest thing in the world.
Mm. Well,
it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science, but you might as well be taking a rocket ship ride, though, to try to implement it. And that's why I'm doing this show with you tonight. You know, we're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest joining me here today, Brigitte Dove. When we come back, we're going to give you some examples. We're going to talk about, you know, what are some of the steps that you can take. And in her book is absolutely phenomenal, Laughter, Tears, Silence. Expressive meditations to calm your mind and open your heart. You know, what does Brigitte mean in the book when she talks about going from thought to silence? What does it mean to silence the mind? And how much of us have ever learned how to do that? How many of us have done that? Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show. We've got lots more for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotion as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Wow. Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm so thrilled to be joining you guys. Love what I do. I have a very special guest today. And, you know, wisdom for real world success, the power of laughter meditation with my very special guest, Pragita Dove. I want to make sure that you all have information, know how to find out more about her and her work. If you go to the website, discovermeditation.com, Pragita, is that correct? Discovermeditation?
That's correct, yes.
Discovermeditation.com. Lots of information on the site. You can join the Laughing Buddhas Network. That's totally fun. And, you know, you can sign up or become part of a free call for meditation techniques for staying positive in challenging times. I don't think anybody, Pragita, will argue with the fact that these have been challenging times. And during the break, I was sharing a question that one of my listeners had early on today in one of the shows. And she basically was saying, you know, you're so upbeat, you know, you have a sense of humor. And she basically was saying to me, haven't you ever had a rough time of it? Well, believe me, I have. What she was asking, though, was what a lot of people are asking right now. You know, things are tough for some people, and they don't want to feel like things are tough anymore. And I don't agree with the philosophy that people are addicted to their pain. I don't believe that. And I wanted to ask you, what can we share? What can we help people with today so that folks can get a kickstart to bring some joy back in their lives? I mean, who doesn't want joy?
Well, one of the key principles of meditation is acceptance of the now, accepting what is happening in your life right now. Because one of the main problems is when we fight it, when we don't want things to be so. I've just lost my home. I don't want that to be so. Just lost my job. I don't want it to be so. And we fight it. But the fact is, you have just lost your job or you have just lost your home. Accept it and be with that in the present moment, accepting it, like surrendered to the present moment. Because what happens in that acceptance is a deep relaxation. And as we relax, we expand and we open up. Because what is happening is we are opening up more to the wisdom of our soul or our spirit and the wisdom of our heart. And that is we never lose those. We always have those, our heart and our soul. And as we drop deeper and deeper into acceptance of whatever the situation is that we are in right now, and stop fighting it and just relax into it, accepting it. And I don't mean going into some doom and gloom thing. I'm just simply accepting the facts of what it is. What is going to happen is that the wisdom in your heart and the wisdom in your soul is going to start sending you messages and guidance of what you could do.
Mm.
Your creativity is going to come forward, because this is really where you need your creativity. If you've lost your job, okay, let me get creative. How can I find another job? Or how could I start a business? Or start selling something on eBay, or coming up with creative solutions? Because the truth of the matter is, we all have these amazing resources within us.
Yeah.
And life doesn't always take the shape that we decide it should have, like I gotta have this house or this job or whatever it is. When we accept our situation and relax into it and allow our inner wisdom to come forward and receive that guidance, amazing miracles can happen.
You know,
that is the law of magic.
Oh, I love the law of magic.
Never mind the law of attraction. That is the law of magic.
That is really the key to what you've just said. You know, being in the law of magic, I love that idea. As a matter of fact, I'm actually developing a deck of magic cards. And, you know, one of the things that you talked about, it really brought me to one of my favorite quotes. And one of my favorite quotes by Vernon Howard. And, you know, Howard says, resistance to the disturbance is the disturbance.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
And that's
exactly
really what you just said. You know, resistance to the fact that you're having a tough time paying your bills by not wanting to think about it, it becomes the disturbance.
Yes. That's in your way.
It is.
That is what is in your way, because, you know, the truth of the matter is life is as it is, and things go up and down in terms of, you know, our job and owning a home and paying our bills, and our finances can go up and down because life takes its course. But we can always be open to what is happening, so that we are open to our own inner wisdom to come up with creative solutions to whatever is going on, because we all have that power within us. Every single one of us does. And another thing that is a very important part of this, Pat, is gratitude. Because even if you have a lot of things going wrong, there's always things in your life that are going right. And even if it doesn't seem that many things are going right, focus on those and be grateful. Write a list of all the things you are grateful for in your life. And that will also help change your energy into law of attraction energy, into positive energy. So instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you have and be grateful. And that will grow, because what we focus on expands. If you focus on the negative, that will expand. If you focus on the positive, that will expand. And pray, you know, pray to the universe, pray to God, pray to whoever you believe in to pray to, and ask for divine help. Ask for miracles. Miracles are possible. Miracles are happening all the time. But we have to be open to them. We have to be open to receiving them, and knowing that we don't always know the answer. If you're unemployed right now, you don't know what the answer is. So be open.
Right.
Be open, because sometimes the universe has much better ideas than we do about our next employment.
And
how
much of this
kinds
has
of wonderful
to do
things
with faith?
Can happen.
Let me ask you a question about this, because you really have zoomed in on something here. There is an inner wisdom and an intuition that you talk about. What I would love for you to help us with here today is how to tap into that inner wisdom and intuition. But there's something else that you just mentioned, maybe not directly, and that is having faith. What it means to have faith. And so what I'm hearing you say, without really saying it out loud, is that we absolutely have to believe that miracles happen. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like we always hear, oh, expect miracles, you know. But do you really believe it? Because honestly, if we don't believe it, can we actually manifest them?
Well, you know, we have to be careful here because we can't make miracles happen.
Thank you.
Miracles happen for us if we are open to receiving them, and it's about being receptive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to surrender our ego and our mind, mm-hmm. and as I said, you relax into the present moment situation of whatever it is. We can certainly ask for help, and then we have to just have faith. But we can do a lot of things to help ourselves, like laughter, because laughter will keep you in that positive law of attraction state. Love will keep you in that positive law of attraction state. And prayer, or, you know, however you want to say that, what your own words, will keep you in that positive law of attraction state, as will gratitude for what you have. And what that does is it opens you up to a receptivity. It's like a surrender almost, but I don't mean that in a giving up kind of a way, but just opening up your presence to receive while at the same time doing the things that you can do to get another job or pay your bills or whatever it is. Yes? So I have a kind of 50-50 rule of thumb,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, doing the things that I can do. So that would be like, you know, looking for a job every day or looking for a second job or addressing the problem in that way, whatever it is. And the other 50% is to focus on your inner self and keep yourself in a positive state. Laughter, even things like, you know, go and run around the block a few times, go jogging, go and stand on the top of a hill, because that can make you feel like you're on top of the world. Do things that you enjoy doing and that make you feel good. Spend time with people who love you and uplift you and support you and that want you to be happy and want you to be successful. Really take a look at who you spend your time with. Because all these things contribute to you staying up at that number 9 or number 10 on that positive law of attraction scale, and then you are attracting in love and solutions to whatever it is you're looking for. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I mean, the other thing that makes sense also is, you know, how refreshing your approach is. And let me just tell you what I mean. I love music. I start my day every day by turning on my iTunes and turning on my computer, and I listen to a CD by a woman. Her name is Alea Dow, and I play her CD, Awakening, and I just let it play. But one of the things you say in the book, which I really am going to try tomorrow, is that you say to close your eyes and listen to it. And I think you talk about any kind of music, any music you like. Just close your eyes and listen to it. You know, you call music the doorway to meditation, and I would love for you to talk to that a little bit.
Yes, well, thank you for bringing that up, Pat, because that's a very important aspect of meditation. Music can change our moods, and music speaks to the soul and to the heart, and helps us bypass the mind where fear and greed live in the mind. Music takes us to our very heart and soul. So yes, find music that you like, that moves you in some way. because it will help you. It will help remind you that you do have creative solutions within you, that you do have wisdom within you, mm-hmm. and joy and peace, because we all do. And it will help you remind you of that. And it will also uplift you and inspire and encourage you to hang in there, you know, if you're in a tough situation, because it won't last forever. Things will change. And all these ways we've been talking about help us to shift our feeling state so that we start attracting those positive things
right.
into us. And music
right.
is a very powerful and easy way to get us up on that number 9 or 10 of that scale of law of attraction, so that we are filled with the joy and the peace and the hope and the remembrance that our lives are full of infinite possibilities, and miracles happen. Miracles mm-hmm. happen for everybody.
Well, you know, this is the timing of you and I connecting is absolutely perfect. You know, I love the conversation of transforming pain and fear into joy and inner peace. I love that, you know, what you're talking about is available to everyone who is open to receive it. Why do you think we make things so hard on ourselves?
Well, you know, it is our conditioning. It is our programming. It's the programming of this culture we live in. It's fear-based. It's every, you know, all the advertising and TV programs. I mean, there's a lot of negative news, and it's all focused on the negative. And somehow, you know, most people are somehow brainwashed almost, or programmed that all these terrible things are going to happen to you, you know, if you don't buy this particular brand of insurance, and if you don't have this, and if you don't have that, then your life is going to be terrible, and all of that. And it's all hypnotic marketing, and what we have to do is, first of all, become aware that we're being sort of hypnotized in this wrong way, and take charge of our own minds and reverse it. That's what I've done with my life. I've simply reversed all this fear-based programming that was instilled into me as a child. I actually had a mother. My mother was psychotic, and she was just completely, you know, crazy and sort of paranoid and all of that. And I spent all my time reprogramming myself that life is not what she taught me or what she thought it was,
mm-hmm.
Which, of course, was just an illusion, because our natural state is joy. Our natural state is happiness, and we are here to have joy-filled, happy lives. That's why we're all here. And we have the universe on our side to support us with that, and the wisdom of our hearts and souls to support us with that. But what we have to do is take responsibility for our own happiness. And when you do that, because that's what I did, I just decided, actually as a very small child, I want to be happy. I don't want to live my life the way I'm being taught, because I believe that it's possible for me to be happy. And I don't mean, you know, I want a new bike and then I'll be happy. I wanted to be happy inside, and I found it, and it's totally possible.
Oh my
gosh,
I had
a horrendous upbringing and a horrendous programming. And I that's why I have tremendous compassion for people, because I understand that they've been programmed a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it can be reversed. It absolutely can. And these meditations that I teach, there's a whole range of them. There's over 150 techniques in my book. They are what helped me to change that programming. And that is my confidence in them. I have 100% confidence in everything I teach. Because I wouldn't be here talking to you today if those techniques hadn't worked. I'd probably be in a mental institution somewhere with where my mother ended up. You know?
Well, you and I have that in common. I think both of our parents, both of our mothers, had mental challenges. My mother actually attempted suicide once and then ultimately did burn in a fire. And I think that's why we do what we do in a certain way and are taking the messages out in the world. I so appreciate all of the meditations you put in this book, because I have to tell you, I've gone through and I've done a couple of them, and I actually, there is one meditation I cannot get through. Can I tell you what it is?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And you want to know why I can't get through it? I start to do it, and I laugh so hard, I can't get through it. It's the meditation. I know. It's the meditation you have. You call it the 1 minute gibberish. Where you tell, and I want to talk about this for a minute because I want everybody out there to hear how creative this is. For somebody like me, I've always, Brigido, had a very difficult time meditating in the traditional way. I don't have any problem sitting in silence, but especially after I've done some of the meditations and the way you talk about this. But you have made these meditations unlike anything I've ever seen. So you have this gibberish technique. Tell everybody about this for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried to get through this, but honestly, I laugh so hard. Now I'm going to do this one with Linda.
Okay, and by the way, it's fine if you laugh. It's fine if you laugh.
But
the gibberish technique is actually, it's a very ancient technique. And what you do in the first stage is you talk in a lot of gibberish. And it's very, very good. You should have your eyes closed and use your body and express out through the gibberish, especially any anger or frustration or irritation you have. It's a great technique for that. But also, as is happening with you, it's making you laugh, and that's a good thing. So just whatever comes out in the gibberish. And then the second stage is sitting in silence. And the point of this technique is to empty out a lot of the inner turmoil that we all carry within us. It's like we have a lot of inner clutter, emotional, mental, and physiological. And what can happen in this gibberish technique is it's you can dump it out. So for example, with anger, instead of dumping our anger on another person or stuffing it down within ourselves, neither of which is good, we can dump it out in this gibberish technique, and it's a great stress releaser. And the laughter meditation is a great stress releaser as well. It's releasing stress from us on every level, and we really need to be releasing all these stresses for our health and for our well-being, our emotional well-being, so that we can go about our lives in a calm and relaxed way and enjoy our lives instead of being filled with all this stress and anxiety all the time. And it's totally possible for us to do that.
Well, this is what I want to say. I mean, I'm so glad you shared with our listeners, you know, why this book is so important, why you've come up with so many techniques, because this is, and for those of you that are wondering what I'm talking about, the book is Laughter, Tears, Silence, Expressive Meditations to Calm Your Mind and Open Your Heart. Brigido Dove is my very special guest. I want to direct all of you out there to go to I would like you to go to her website, because if you go to her website, what you're going to find is you're going to find many, many, many resources that are going to be able to help you in so many ways and, of course, copy of the book and so forth. So what I would love for you all to do is go to the website, discovermeditation.com. discovermeditation.com. And then what you're going to find there is you're going to find an opportunity to, you know, join the Laughing Buddhas, and also, Pragita, for people to be able to participate in some of the free phone calls that you have and that you do. I mean, there's just a lot here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot people can do, and certainly a lot for free so that you can try it out. That's the most important thing, and that you can get more information. And also, I always encourage people, you can email me with any questions, and I'm always happy to answer them.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me here today. I mean, this is wonderful. I have to tell you, this is the perfect time for me to be having this conversation, but also to reread your book again and to actually try these meditations. You know, there's so much richness you have in here. It's really a beautiful, powerful, and fun book. So thank you so much for bringing this to all of us tonight.
Well, thank you, Pat, for inviting me. I've really enjoyed being here, and it's an honor for me to be able to talk to you and share what I can with you during this time. So thank you.
Well, I'm actually going to be doing or attempting to do the gibberish technique on air next week. I knew you'd be laughing about it. I'm actually going to try it on air. I'm going to get Benny to participate in it as well. Because I really do believe that what you have put together here, for at least for somebody like me who has tried many forms of meditation, this is the first approach, radical as it may seem, that really resonates with me, and it's really made my life easier here these past several weeks. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm delighted that you're trying them, and have a great time with the gibberish. You'll have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I actually have a meeting with my sales team to tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that's how we're starting the call.
I love it.
Thank you. Everybody, please check it out. DiscoverMeditation.com. My very special guest joining me here today, Pragita Dove. And for those of you out there, you know, go to the website, check out her programs, take a look at joining the Laughing Buddhas Network. And I'm telling you, if you get a copy of this book, you may want to start a group and go through and do some of these meditations as a group. How fun is this? Thank you, Pragita, again. Wow. I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in, turning us on, flipping the switch, laughing. And remember, you have everything you need to experience joy full out. Love you all so much. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And remember, rock on. We'll see you next time on the show.
Soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking north and left of you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday. Somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out all right.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.